Hello and welcome to a podcast where we take fictional science from comics, movies, TV, etc. and try to make it factually, scientifically, possibly real. I'm Stoby.
I am known as Forgan.
And I'm Stu.
And this is the science of fiction. Pick up the tricorder, put it on your head. Scanning the planet, see if anyone is dead. Autonomous car driving in Zanzibar. Beam me up, Scotty, I'm not that far. Android hoovering, tearing up the place. Flip phones and conference calls, friends in outer space. Astrophysicist sitting on my knee. Asking aliens if they like a cup of tea. I've got a fiction, to the science of fiction. I've got an addiction. To the science of fiction, I've got an addiction, baby. To the science of fiction, I've got an addiction. To the science of fiction.
And welcome to a special bonus episode of The Science of Fiction. I'm joined by my usual gang, Stobes and Stu. How are you guys?
I'm good.
Yeah, pretty solid. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good. We're going to do a little special this week. And why don't one of you guys introduce
what we're going to do? Okay, so I know this is something that you don't like.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a meme that has upset you.
Mm-hmm.
And you may have seen this meme floating around. There's a very nice picture of it. But the question is, if kinetic energy is converted into thermal energy, how hard do I have to slap a chicken to cook it? Oh. And some lovely gentleman has done the math.
So this, well, like you say, this is a popular meme. So this has gone viral via Reddit. And what this lovely gentleman said is he basically comes up with some assumptions and says, here's what you need to do to slap a chicken into cooking it. So he says, as your friendly neighborhood physics major, I decided to calculate this with a few assumptions. So do you get like physics generals and physics lieutenants as well? Or
physics colonels.
So he's an American, yes. Which means his major's in physics, right?
And that's like a university course, isn't it?
Yeah, so it means that if he's going to university in the US, so it means that his major focus is going to be physics, but he might be doing other stuff as well.
So does that mean he gets minors as well?
He does. He minors in something else. I don't know what that would be, so he hasn't said. But anyway,
I kind of thought I had a joke there, but it didn't really pan out the way I thought it was going to go.
Okay.
Well, like he's got a pickaxe and a helmet with a torch on it.
Yeah, like Minecraft.
Uh-huh. Okay, got you. It's better than the Gary Glitter miners. So the formula for converting between kinetic energy and thermal energy is half mv to the power of 2 equals mct. Forgan, you want to decipher that for me?
So this bit is correct. The kinetic energy is half mv squared, so m is the mass of the thing, v is the speed of the thing. So v squared is v times v, so it's half of m times v, that's your kinetic energy. On the other side, mct, well, I mean, this is a bit of an approximation, but yes, this is the mass times the temperature is t, and c is something called the specific heat capacity, which is basically how much energy it takes to increase the temperature of a body by a certain amount. So it's how many joules, this amount of energy goes in to increase 1 kilogram by, you know, 1 degree. This is correct. If you could completely convert kinetic energy into thermal energy, this is more or less right.
So we're off to a good start then.
So this is an okay start.
So then he says, the average human hand weighs about 0.4 kilograms. The average slap has a velocity of 11 meters per second, or 25 mile per hour, which is pretty hefty. An average rotisserie chicken weighs 1 kilo, or 2 pounds, and has a specific heat capacity of 2,720 joules per kilogram times C, which you said was the heat capacity. Was that right?
Well, he's used some odd units here, but yeah.
And let's assume the chicken has to reach a temperature of 205 degrees centigrade or 400 Fahrenheit for the across the pond folks for us to consider it cooked, and the chicken will start off frozen, so 0 degrees centigrade or 32 Fahrenheit. So how are we doing so far?
Well, okay, when you cook a chicken, or when you take a chicken out of the oven, is it 200 degrees centigrade?
I hope no. I don't know, because like the oven's only been at 180, so
if it was, it would be totally burnt, right? Like, okay, you set the oven to like 200 degrees centigrade, but you maybe put the chicken in for what, however long it needs to be cooked. So if it's a whole chicken, it might take some time, maybe like a couple of hours. But you don't want to have the chicken actually be 200 degrees centigrade, A, because it'd be very hot and difficult to eat, and B, it would be burnt. So what you actually want is you want the chicken to be about 75.
Right, okay.
Centigrade. You know, if anyone out there who's worked in like anything to do with food will know that, you know, when you're testing food to see if it's cooked, you put in your temperature probe into the thing and you're looking for stuff that's well above 60, because above 60 is when you start to kill the bacteria that could be causing food poisoning. So, you know, above 60.
If you're going to slap a chicken to death, you want to make sure it's cooked properly.
Yes, right. I mean, if you're going to cook a chicken, like, actually do it, right? You don't want to serve raw meat at this dinner where you said, okay, I'm going to slap a chicken and then serve it to you.
It sounds like a rotten part, like it was right. Cut out of the Rocky training montage, you know, slap that chicken.
Adrian!
How about we just chase it instead? Okay, okay.
Okay, that's easier.
So, the next assumption we've got is that one average slap would generate a temperature increase of 0.0089 degrees Celsius. It would take 23,034 average slaps to cook the chicken. So, to cook the chicken in one slap, you'd have to slap it with a velocity of 1,665.65 meters per second, or 3,725.95 miles per hour. That's one hell of a slap. Is there any object in the world that can travel at that speed?
Well, that's a good question. So there are things, we've produced man-made things that can travel faster than that. So let's actually...
You can't put a hand on the front of a jet engine.
So if we look at the speed of sound in air... And that is about 340 meters per second. So he's talking about 1665 divided by 343, and that's about 4.8 times the speed of sound. Okay, so that's Mach 5. Let's have a look and see what the fastest aircraft in the world is. Yeah, so that's faster than the fastest plane ever built. So this is, I'm looking at the Blackbird, the Lockheed Blackbird, and it can travel at about 2/3 of that speed. Oof. So you're going faster than that.
I mean, someone like Quicksilver or The Flash could maybe, if they were really hungry, slap a chicken and cook it. Oh, Justice League are on their stakeout. Flash is bored. Hey, anyone want some chicken nuggets?
Telling you, All Might from My Hero Academia, he could do it.
I don't understand that reference.
So one thing we've built that could do it is the Saturn V rocket. So when the Saturn V rocket lifted off from Earth to basically send things to the moon in the Apollo missions, it reached a speed of about twice that number. So it reached about 6,000 miles an hour, and he's talking about 3,700. So basically you slap a Saturn V on your hand and activate it. You can make a slap that fast. Now, this is why I'm pissed off. So what this guy's assuming is that every time you slap the chicken, basically all of the slap is going into thermal energy, and all that thermal energy is staying in the chicken. Right? It doesn't go anywhere. But the chicken is going to try and radiate that energy away every time it gets slapped. Okay? So this idea that it takes 20,000 average slaps to cook a chicken is wrong. Because it's not just about how many slaps you give it, it's about how frequently you slap the chicken. Okay? So I went away and did the sums.
Ran the numbers.
We'll put my notes somewhere. I can maybe put it on the website. We'll sort of link to it somewhere. And you can read my maths. But basically what we're going to do is this, right? We're going to assume that we're slapping the chicken at a constant rate. And every time we slap the chicken, a little bit of heat is being put in, okay? So not all of the kinetic energy is going to go into heat, a little bit of it is. But at the same time, that chicken is trying to radiate away its energy, right?
And obviously trying to escape the man trying to slap them.
Well, the chicken's been prepped for cooking. It's not running about going, holy shit, I'm being slapped.
It's been killed and plucked, right? That's my assumption. So you have to then take into account the fact that as you're heating the chicken is trying to cool. So what you can do is you can say, well, at what point does my heating balance my cooling? Okay, and when that happens, it's going to reach a steady temperature and stay there. And that's going to be the temperature of your chicken. Okay, so what I did for you guys was I made a little website, which you can go and navigate to. And you can calculate how hot your chicken's going to get, depending on how you slap it. Okay, so what you've got to figure out is how frequently am I slapping the chicken every second? How massive is my hand? How fast in meters per second I think I can slap said chicken? What's the surface area of my chicken? What's the background temperature? And what fraction of my slap is getting turned into heat? Okay, and that's going to be basically a percentage. Okay, so you've got all that in front of you. Have at it. See what happens.
Right, well, I had a little shot at this, okay? So my cat was annoying me earlier. All right, so I've gone with how hard I would have to slap that little to cook them, basically. So here's me assumptions, right? The slap heat transfer efficiency I've left at 15%, which I think was your default setting.
Mm-hmm.
The mass of the hand in kilograms, average is about 0.4, 0.5. So I'll go with 0.4 because I've got beautiful little hands. The velocity of the hand in meters per second. Married life suggests I should be able to go at 100 meters per second based on training. Okay? So it's what was that, like a third the speed of sound or something like that?
Yes. You've been working hard.
Surface area of chicken. So I've converted it into surface area of a 3 kilo cat, which is about 0.2 meters squared.
Mm-hmm.
And used to play drums, so I'm going for a slapping rate of 4 slaps per second.
Okay.
So based on that, I'm going to knock that little bugger up to 291 degrees centigrade.
What? Really?
Oh, your cat's toast.
Apparently so.
Wait, so 15%.
Yep.
4 slaps a second.
Yep.
Mass of hand, 0.4.
Yep.
Velocity of hand, 100. Okay, I can see what the problem is there. Surface area of the cat is
0.208.
Oh, you're being quite precise. Background temperature is 20. Okay, yeah, so 291 degrees centigrade. You've fried your cat.
Yeah. Now, here's the question. If he was still furry when I hit him, would he catch fire?
Well, what's the flash temperature of fur? Let's go and Google that, sorry. I'm going to have some weird Google history now.
I love how you've actually got like a scientific response to that. I love it.
Okay. Funnily enough, it's quite difficult to figure out what the flash temperature of fur is. I'm finding it quite tough to find what the flash temperature is. I'm willing to bet, though, if you get to 300 degrees, it's probably going to auto-ignite. Yeah, because...
I'm pretty certain once you go past, like, 100, it's probably going to catch fire.
Well, for example, if you want something to auto-ignite, say it's like petrol, if you just leave petrol in an environment about that temperature, it will ignite. So I'm thinking it's probably a little bit higher. You might singe it. I don't know if you would actually like light it.
Stu.
Hello.
What were you working out?
So I went a slightly different way because, as you all know, I'm a big wrestling fan. And of course, we were talking about slaps. The greatest knife-edge chops in the world, Ric Flair, throws some serious heat, right? Haha.
Or does he?
And I thought, how many times a second would Ric Flair have to slap the immortal Hulk Hogan in a second to get him up to a decent cooking heat? About 70 degrees. Is that what we said? 70
yeah,
degrees?
70 degrees is like, yeah. He's not got E. coli anymore at that point. He's cooked.
To cook the immortal Hulk Hogan. So I had a bit of a tinker around. I changed some of the numbers. Background temperature, I put at room temperature, 21 degrees. I worked out the surface area of Hulk Hogan based off his height and weight. So for anyone out there who's interested, the surface weight, surface area of a Hulk Hogan is 2.73 meters squared.
Wow.
I mean, he's a big lad. He's 6 foot six.
What an absolute unit.
In his prime, which is when we'll be talking about getting slapped by Ric Flair. velocity of the hand in meters per second. I looked up the average speed of a punch. So it's probably about similar speed, about 11 meters per second. Apparently the fastest thrown punch is about 14. So I sort of slowed it down a little bit. Entered the mass of a hand, 0.5. Ric Flair is a beefy man. He's going to have a slightly bigger than normal hand. Calloused from all those slaps he's thrown. And then I entered the slap heat transfer efficiency at 15%. So to get to just over 70 degrees Celsius, Ric Flair, the dirtiest player in the game, would have to throw 473 slaps per second to get a decently, probably relatively well-cooked, tender Hulk Hogan. So there you go. If you've ever wondered, we've answered the question that no one ever thought would needed to be answered. We answer the question nobody wants to ask.
So every millisecond, Ric Flair is slapping him twice.
Exactly. You take the Mind Stone from the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and you give him the powers of Quicksilver.
Mm-hmm.
And Ric Flair is cooking. You can smell what Ric Flair is cooking, and it's Hulk Hogan.
Oh,
that whole session has worked it far better than I thought it would.
I don't know how to follow that, to be honest.
I don't think there is a way to follow it. Let's wrap that up right there.
What's up, Fair City Podcast? This is Chris and Dan from Fresh Talk. Check us out at freshtalkpodcast.com.
That's right. And if you had any idea how long it took me and Dan to do that bumper, you would actually probably never listen to us.
It's totally true. Get him, Stobie.
Hey, Stobie, it's me, Jarrett. Go to JarrettGoesToTheMovies.com. Check out the podcast. Also, go to Rockstar Dad Show. Check that one out, too. It's freaking great. They're both great. Also, you just got a text and a Facebook message.
Yeah.
And I probably better give you this phone back.
Hello, this is Jim.
And my name is Graham Chen Jack.
And we're both responsible for the monstrosity that is A Bloody Mess Podcast.
We can be found at www.facebook.com/messpodcast, twitter.com/mess_podcast, Instagram is A Bloody Mess.
And we're our alternative Wednesdays to the Science of Fiction Podcast, which is a must listen.
I looked up a second scenario, right? So, wandering through the African plains, you stumble across a little elephant, and you think, I'm going to slap that little elephant, as you do. So, sticking with the slap heat transfer efficiency at 15%,
mm-hmm.
increasing the mass of my hand because it's warm, I'm feeling the heat, you know, my hands are a bit swollen, and I've been training, so I'm now going to slap this little elephant at 166.5 meters per second. So I'm getting up to half the speed of sound almost. I'm getting there. Surface area of baby elephant, I'm saying 10 meters squared. Seems reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
Background temperature staying, well, to be honest, it's the African plains, so I'll probably knock that up to 30. And I'm feeling a bit of rush of adrenaline, to be honest, because this this elephant could kill me, or the mama could appear at any point. So I'm going to go for 8 slaps per second, which is not unreasonable when I'm slapping at a speed of 166.5 meters per second. I'm going to cook that elephant 75 degrees on the button. I'm then going to run like hell.
Tinker as well. I've had a little tinker as well, and if Ric Flair wanted to do that slap in one, wanted to just instant parboil a Hulk Hogan, he'd have one slap, same, everything's the same, one slap, 239 meters per second. I don't know. Would there be a sonic boom?
No, because you're below the speed of sound. But that's one slap per second, right? That's like 1, 2, 3, 4. So that's literally like tapping him out. And I imagine that like...
Well, no, that's one slap. That's all I want.
One slap. Did you use the calculator for that?
Yeah. One slap per second.
That's a constant
slap.
That gets him to
77, 70, just shy of 70 degrees Celsius.
Right. So
that's 1 per second.
That's
though,
one
yeah.
slap per second. Oh, it's not okay. one slap.
That's a disappointment.
So it's like, so it's literally like tapping him out. You know, 1, 2, 3, or slapping him out. that sounds awful.
Now it sounds awful. You've been talking about slapping the chicken all podcast.
Oh, God, I was speaking with my wife about this last night, saying, oh, we're going to do this episode. And she was like, if you're going to slap the chicken, you're going to miss bits, right? Because, and this is one good assumption that you have that I've made here, which is that you're basically slapping all over the chicken evenly during this. So one thing you've got to make sure is that you slap under the legs properly. Otherwise, it won't be cooked.
Get him in his giblets.
Get him in the giblets. Oh. And what she said was, you should spatchcock the chicken first before you start slapping it. Basically flatten it out so you can slap it properly.
So hold on a second. To do this calculation, we'd have to spatchcock Hulk Hogan.
Yes.
You're on your own, Stu.
To be honest, everyone's seen that video already.
Oh, God, yeah. Didn't he sue somebody about that already?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, let's try and let's get sued by Hulk Hogan, folks.
Just a message from our sponsor that tonight's episode is sponsored by the first ever slapping championship, which came to Siberia. Bet you never knew that.
No.
So, Russian man slapping championship sees contestant knocked out.
I've seen that video. It's amazing.
What, he just like slapped the guy unconscious?
Yeah, he just slapped him unconscious in one shot.
Wow. Wonder how fast that slap was.
Yeah, I know. Did he cook him?
Did he cook him?
Cooked his brain.
Just some steam comes out of his ears and he drops.
So the lesson we've learned here is that to get this to work, you've got to do either some really fast slaps or a lot of slaps, right?
Some serious boom slaps.
Yeah, so Stobes took like the fast slap approach with his two. Like he made his slaps basically like close to being supersonic.
Training, dude.
Stu took like the super speedy slap approach where there was lots of little slaps.
But I was also trying to cook something that was considerably bigger than a chicken or a cat.
It's true. You were trying to cook a Hulk Hogan. So like that's kind of...
One metric Hulk Hogan.
One metric Hulk Hogan.
So is it fair to say that you're not so much annoyed with the response because people are allowed to get things wrong? You're more annoyed with how the internet's just adopted that as the answer without actually checking it?
Well, I think this is the thing. When somebody says something and it looks fairly, you know, kind of well thought out, and it is quite well thought out, and one thing he does say at the start, he says, I decided to calculate this with a few assumptions. What he didn't say was what the assumptions were. And that's quite important. So, you know, the things that I've assumed to get my answer are that the chicken is more or less a perfect radiator, which is true for people. So people tend to radiate more or less perfectly in like the infrared. I'm assuming the same thing's happening here. I've assumed that when you slap the chicken, there's like a fraction of that that turns into heat, and that's true. But what I've done for this, the slap heat transfer efficiency of 15% is much higher than it probably is in real life, right? It's probably less than 1%. So, you know, maybe these calculations don't quite work. Maybe, you know, you'd have to go well beyond like Mach 2 to make your super fast slaps actually work.
Go beyond plus ultra.
Whoa. Yeah, exactly. So, and what are things that I've kind of assumed? Yeah, that you're slapping the chicken uniformly all over. And we talked about, you know, like getting the leg slapped and spatchcocking your chicken before you slap it and all that kind of stuff that you need to say without sniggering.
It was just, we hit a point in the middle where we were just talking about how to slap a chicken, and I just looked at Stu and he's just dying. And
it was just the way that every time, like every fourth word was chicken. And this is what we do, the chicken, and then the chicken, and the chicken, slap the chicken, assume the chicken. Like, I think this, it's just, I've never heard chicken mentioned so much by someone who isn't a colonel.
Or a major.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
A physics major, no less.
So, Duncan, can we successfully say that we think that we have meme-busted this situation?
I feel like this is fairly well-busted, right? I mean, it's if you take sensible values and put them in the chicken slap calculator, then the equilibrium temperature is not going to be any higher than the background temperature, right? So if you put in, like, yeah, maybe say 3 slaps a second, the heat transfer efficiency is 1%, and the surface area of the chicken is 0.5 meters squared, your answer is 20 degrees centigrade. So you just can't cook a chicken by slapping it. Not unless you had, like, superhuman slapping speed or super fast.
Silver and the Fox.
Yeah.
Or you could just put it in a microwave.
Or you could just put it in the oven like a regular person.
And exactly. Or just go to your local chicken emporium.
But here's a question. So, post-apocalyptic world, right? We've no longer got our cooking appliances, and fire's pretty hard to produce because for my situation. We humans evolve their slapping abilities to the point where they could cook their own food.
I don't think so. Right.
How
okay.
many generations of humans would we have to go through before we've got to a point where we've got a hand big enough to slap someone? Oh, no, hold on. Friend of the show, Alan Dewar, known for his big hands, he's the first step on the way towards this chicken slapping revolution.
He's maybe evolved.
Okay, look.
I mean, no. That's being generous.
Okay, so if... Right. I'm trying to find ways to, like, make it look vaguely like a human could do this. And it's basically
hands
impossible.
The size of Andre the Giant's.
Okay, so if I make...
How big does your hand have to be?
Right, okay.
Let's I've figured that out. Just change the background temperature to 75.
Okay.
Everything else is normal, but they've got jumbo hands.
Right. Okay, I'm zeroing in on something here. Okay, if your hand is 200 kilograms, then a human typical slapping rate will probably get you to about 80 Celsius.
So 200 kilograms is about 2/3 extra on top of a Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't weigh 200 kilograms, right?
No.
So
Hulk Hogan was 137, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if you put basically my weight in, then it's still not enough.
It's like slapping it with a bottlenose dolphin.
We've also
That's
got
why
to
they
slap
call
it.
Me dolphin hands.
You've got to slap it.
How do you
like
think I got this nose?
So, to answer your question, Stubbs, no. I don't think humans could ever evolve the capacity to do this. Like, the mass you need to move at the speed that you need to move at. It's just, it takes so much energy, right? Because to get the kinetic energy, you're basically taking the chemical energy stored in your body and turning it into energy in your hand. So that you're having to use up so much energy, right? So, but okay, maybe you can cook a chicken if you have, like, superhuman energy or superhuman velocity, but you've spent all that energy cooking the chicken that you think, okay, this chicken's going to give me so many calories, but I've burnt, like, hundreds of times more cooking the damn thing. So, yeah, use a fire.
Yeah.
And for anyone who is playing at home, if you could let us know how many times we've said the word chicken in this podcast, we will send you nothing because you don't deserve it.
Do it as a drinking game. Go back, start again. Every time we say chicken, take a drink.
Chicken, 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 chicken.
Probably do it with water to be safe, otherwise you might die. And then we have to calculate how many slaps to revive you.
So if you want to play along at home, we'll put a link to this calculator in the show notes for this episode so you can have a shot.
And share your ideas. Like if you sit there and go, how much energy would it take, or how many slaps per second would it take me to do like an elephant or whatever? Like let us know. Like I worked on a Hulk Hogan. Like what other what other famous person would you like to cook by slapping?
Well, there's a thought. If you reduce the surface temperature, so you went for like say how to slap a worm cooked. You could tell us how far the worm flew when you slapped it the first time.
Wait a minute.
Maybe.
Back. And while it catches fire as it flies through the air.
Is it four?
Okay, so the issue is that as you make the thing smaller and smaller, it actually gets harder to get the slap transfer efficiency to stay even at like 1%. So. Yeah. This is why it doesn't quite work.
This is new science, people. Slap transfer efficiency. Yeah. You've heard it here first.
So
slap science is a thing.
If I make the thing really small, how small do I have to make it? Okay.
I done 0.001 and my equilibrium temperature stayed at 75 because I'm in a background temperature of 75.
So that's cheating. That's called using an oven. Okay, let's see if I can get... Yeah, I'm approaching something that's cookable or cooked. If I make the thing 1, 2, 3, 4... Yeah, about 4 orders of magnitude smaller in surface area, then I can cook it. So that's, you know, a lot smaller than even a worm, right? That's like... It's not quite slapping a bacterium. That's quite a lot smaller, but it's like... I don't know.
So you don't know, like if you're like just slapping a table, you could have just cooked some bacteria if someone's dropped a Yoplait on it or something like that.
Yeah, but then
or
you have
a Yakult.
You have the transfer efficiency problem again. Like you can't, it's very hard to actually transfer heat into the bacterium through your hand. Because remember, a lot of the energy spread out across your entire hand, so the bit that makes contact is very small.
Here's another question for you, scientist man, and I'm going to... This is a question that was raised by Dara O'Brien in one of his shows. What happens if you put a Dettol into a Yakult?
You kill something.
The person consuming it.
You kill like 99% of all bad the bacteria, and Yakult's full of good bacteria. What happens?
You kill all the bacteria.
Oh, I'm just curious.
Yeah, I don't think it really discriminates. I don't think it goes, yeah, you're a good bacteria, you can stay.
What is a good bacteria? Is it a bacteria that says its prayers and eats its vitamins? No, hold on, we're back to Hulk Hogan again.
Yes.
Sorry, I got confused.
What you gonna do, brother?
Anyway. I think we've slapped this chicken to death.
I think we have. I think we need to stop flogging this dead chicken.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Anyone fancy any chicken nuggets?
Did you slap them?
No, my hands are clean.
Okay, good. Yeah, I wouldn't mind some then. Where can we find you guys online, Stobes? Where can we find you?
So you can find me at dstobey or at fcpodnet on the old social medias, or you can find the website at fcpod.net, and for us specifically, at /thescienceoffiction.
Stu, how about you?
I am, as ever, found at Barg the Ogre on Twitter, where I don't do very much, but it'd be nice to hear from people.
And if you're looking for me, you can find me on Twitter at DH4GAN, that's the number 4. And you can also contact the podcast via email at thescienceoffictionpodcast@gmail.com. I got it right.
Yeah! Let's not make a big thing out of it. Like you got it wrong the last time.
And we can't edit that bit out. It's fantastic. And
end up snorting.
You can also find us on Facebook, right? We now have a Facebook group. So you can go to, is it the Science of Fiction Podcast group?
Yeah, the link to it's on the website.
Yeah. And we'll throw up a link to the chicken heating calculator as well, just to make absolutely sure that you can have a chance to have a slap around.
And let us know how your slapping adventures go.
Yeah, but not all of them, please.
You've been listening to another great podcast from the Fair City Podcast Network, a group dedicated to connecting and developing podcasts. Check out fcpod.net for more great podcasts and content.
I guess it's time to sign off. Say goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, everybody.